Ladies and gentlemen of New York and Pennsylvania, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman with commentary on the Family Life Network. All too often, lawmakers in Albany and at Harrisburg react to the tragedy and mayhem of the headlines instead of getting out in front of the headlines. We see this time and time again. Laws or proposed laws banning texting while driving and banning handheld cell phones while driving are only seriously considered or passed after countless citizens are injured and slaughtered on the highways. Even then, when laws are passed, they often leave a lot to be desired because the fines and insurance consequences are minimal. Likewise, it took lots of kids getting killed in vehicles driven by drunk drivers for New York State to finally pass a law last November that made driving drunk with kids 15 or under as passengers in a car a felony. This law, known as Leandra's Law, was named to honor an 11-year-old girl, Leandra Rosario, who was killed last October in a car driven by a drunken adult. Unfortunately, this law does not go far enough because it only applies to kids 15 or younger. So someone driving with a 16-year-old as a passenger will get a pass on a felony charge. Another part of Leandra's Law is that anyone convicted of driving while intoxicated in New York State will be required to install something called an ignition interlock. This device, much like a breathalyzer, will prevent someone who is legally drunk from driving. Drivers blow into this device, which measures the amount of alcohol in one's breath, and if someone is drunk, the car will not start. The Leandra's Law requirement for the installation of an ignition interlock for those convicted of drunk driving is a good one. However, it does not go far enough. In order to be proactive and get out in front of the headlines, lawmakers in Albany and Harrisburg should pass legislation that would require all cars in the Empire and Keystone states to have ignition interlock devices to prevent drunks from driving. Driving while intoxicated is such a major problem, and all too often people who have one too many get on the road. Having an ignition interlock device in every car will save thousands of lives in the years ahead. So let's save lives and require an ignition interlock device in every car. I hope the lawmakers in Albany and Harrisburg are listening. With commentary on the Family Life Network, I'm Dr. Stephen Coleman.